It's lunchtime at the Cañada Real Wolf Sanctuary. Families have come to this wildlife centre just outside Madrid to watch a pack of Iberian wolves being fed inside an enclosure. Here, children and parents alike are enthralled as the animals fight over pieces of chicken and rattle the fence as they do so. Not long ago, the wolf was in danger of extinction in Spain, and it was confined to the northwestern corner of the country. But conservation laws introduced in the 70s, followed by the abandonment of many rural areas by Spaniards, encouraged the animal's spread southwards. Today, there are an estimated 2,000 to 2,500 animals in the country, the largest wolf population in Western Europe. And yet, not everyone is celebrating that fact. The province of Ávila, 100 kilometres west of Madrid, has become home to several packs of wolves. Jacinto Serranos is a farmer who owns 80 cattle, but wolves have killed 8 of his animals in recent years. Jacinto Serranos suffered a wolf attack just a few hours ago. 2 calves on his farm were attacked by wolves. Both of them have died. I'm standing next to one of those calves, a very young calf, and we can see the injuries it suffered to its head and its ears and its hindquarters where the wolves attacked. And this seems to be an increasingly common problem for farmers in this area, like Jacinto.
¿Te sientes indefenso? Viendo que matan tus bichos, tus animales.
You feel defenseless knowing that your animals are being killed. I'm always on tenterhooks, wondering if the wolves are going to attack. I have nightmares about the wolves attacking, and I wake up and want to go out and see if my animals have been attacked or if they are alright.
Last year, an estimated 640 farm animals were killed by wolves in the Ávila area alone. And according to local government figures, over the last decade, more than 20,000 sheep, calves, goats and foals have been killed or wounded by wolves in the surrounding region of Castilla y León. Farmers receive compensation after an attack, but Serranos says it's never enough to cover the loss of an animal. His cows are so nervous about the wolves, he says, that several have had miscarriages.
In this area, virtually all the farmers have suffered attacks. Practically all the families around here make a living from livestock farming. If there weren't any livestock, we'd be all out of a job. The wolves are taking away our money, our livelihood, and apart from that, they are killing animals that we love and care for.
I'm in the centre of Ávila, a city of 60,000 inhabitants, which is the capital of Ávila province. Now, in the streets around me, there are bars, shops, car parks and internet cafes. But just a few hundred yards from where I'm standing, just outside the city, wolves attacked and killed 4 cows recently. A reminder that in this part of Spain, the wolf is never far away. And it's something that local people have mixed feelings about.
It's a part of the food chain, so the wolf has to exist for the good of the ecosystem. So if they killed it, that chain would be broken. It's an animal that needs to be protected to a certain extent.
Just imagine what it's like for the farmers, and farming is their livelihood. I'm not in favour of there being wolves. I'm on the side of the farmers.
Wolves cause damage. There's no need to kill all of them, but where this kind of problem is happening, they should be killed. They should be hunted down and killed in their lairs.
The wolf is protected from being hunted in all areas below the river Duero, which runs across northern Spain, including Ávila. Above the Duero, it can be hunted according to strict rules. However, the Spanish government is lobbying the European Commission to reduce the protected status of the Iberian wolf so it can be hunted anywhere in the country. Conservationists are adamant that having saved the Iberian wolf from extinction, it should continue to be protected.
The wolf is an iconic species. It's a species that has a symbol of wildlife. And that's the first reason that we have to protect it.
Luis Suarez is head of the species program at the World Wildlife Fund in Spain. He says the country's largest predator plays a key role in the ecosystem. But Suarez also understands the concerns of the farming industry. The solution he and the WWF propose is simple.
But the conflicts are coming because the wolf is arriving in some areas where it has disappeared for the last 50 or 60 years, and most of the habits of the livestock management has changed completely, and there is not so many people guarding the livestock, and there is no protection measures to avoid these attacks. What is absolutely necessary is to improve this coexistence, and that we need to support farmers in order to increase these protection measures.
Those proposed measures include more enclosures for livestock and having more dogs and workers on farms to protect them. But farmers argue that they don't have the resources due to Spain's recent economic crisis. With local authorities and the central government voicing support recently for farmers on the issue of loosening up environmental protection for wolves, the animals might eventually be hunted all over Spain. That will please farmers like Jacinto Serranos, but it's unlikely to put an end to the debate over Spain's growing wolf population. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Avila.